Concours Agricom 2007, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 13. Britain's soaring boardroom pay revealed.
Directors' pay at Britain's top companies soared by 28% last year, more than seven times the rate of average pay. The Guardian's annual survey of executive pay, conducted in association with pay consultancy Reward Technology Forum, reveals that the 2005 rise in boardroom earnings is the biggest in a series of substantial increases. The previous year, directors' pay rose 16%, following rises of 13% and 23%. Average earnings are rising at 3.7% a year. Topping the league of highest-paid chief executives is Mick Davis of Xstrata, an Anglo-Swiss mining group with global interests in copper, coal, gold and zinc. He earned nearly £15 million last year. Mr. Davis is one of a number of mining bosses at the top of the pay league this year. They have made bumper gains on share plans as a result of the boom in metals prices on the world markets. But they are not alone in enjoying a massively rewarding year. The average pay for a chief executive is £2.4 million, while the going rate for a finance director is £1.1 million. Eight chief executives have basic salaries, before bonuses or other rewards, of more than £1 million, or nearly £20,000 a week. They include Tesco chief Sir Terry Leahy and BP's Lord Brown. Part-time chairmen, who generally work no more than 2 days a week, earn an average of £270,000 plus expenses. The survey shows more than 200 directors receiving over £1 million last year, in line with last year's total. Directors' pay was calculated by adding basic pay, cash bonuses, and gains from long-term incentives, together with the value of benefits in kind, such as cars, health insurance, and assistance with school fees. The pay report also reveals that women are making no progress in winning seats in the boardrooms of Britain's top companies. There are just 12 women executive directors in the top 100 companies, working for just 10 companies. The best paid woman was Dame Marjorie Scardino, chief executive of the Pearson Group, which publishes the Financial Times and owns Penguin Books. She received £1.8 million, including a bonus of more than £1 million. Only two other women received more than £1 million. The Guardian RTF survey also highlights the pensions awaiting some of the UK's most senior businessmen. BP's Lord Brown is in line to receive £991,000 a year after he retires from the oil group in 2008. The pay survey also reveals the best and worst paid employees. The best paid workers are at London-based financial groups. Top of the pile is venture capital specialist 3i, which paid its staff an average of £174,625 each last year, up 60% from a year earlier. But most Britons are more likely to find a job at Next, average pay £10,306, or Tesco, which pays its staff an average of £11,594. Fin du texte numéro 13.